With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The UN Security Council finds itself deadlocked over how to respond to the Israel-Hamas war. U.S. Deputy Ambassador Robert Wood says that while there is grave concern for civilians trapped in the war zone,
it's no agreement at this point. We've talked about humanitarian pauses, and we're interested in pursuing language on that score, but there are disagreements within the council about whether that's acceptable.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu tells ABC News that brief, targeted humanitarian pauses in the fighting are not completely off the table.
We'll check the circumstances in order to enable goods, humanitarian goods to come in, or our hostages, individual hostages, to leave. But I don't think there's going to be a general ceasefire.
And it was 1 month ago today, the brutal, deadly Hamas terror attack on innocent Israeli civilians. Also at SRNnews.com, a contentious day in court as former President Trump takes the stand in a civil fraud trial in New York.
According to Trump, his long-awaited testimony was a rousing success, and the state has no case.
It's a case that should be dismissed immediately. The fraud was on behalf of the court.
And in a testy exchange from the witness stand, Trump calling the state attorney general and the judge frauds. Meanwhile, the judge telling the former president, this is not a political rally. Stick to answering questions. After court, New York Attorney General Letitia James, who brought the lawsuit against Trump and his company, criticizing his testimony.
He rambled. He hurled insults.
She says the evidence is on her side. At court in New York, I'm Julie Walker.
NATO announcing formal suspension of a key Cold War-era security treaty in response to Russia's withdrawal from the pact. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 94 points. This is SRN News. New poll asks voters how important abortion is to them.
According to the Public Religion Research Institute, 50% of Democrats say they will not consider voting for a candidate if he isn't in favor of abortion. Republicans and independents don't feel so strongly. Only 38 and 35% of them, respectively, say they would not cast a ballot for a candidate if he doesn't agree with them on that issue. Nearly half of evangelical Christians and nearly half of non-religious people also say that abortion is a litmus test for them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's never too early to start preparing for Christmas, especially when you have to muster more than 100 people and a small herd of animals. And churches across the country now laying the groundwork for their Living Nativity presentations. One of the biggest will take place at Yates Thagard Baptist Church in Carthage, North Carolina. One of the pastors says about 120 costume performers will present a 35-minute proclamation of the Christmas story. President Biden announcing $16 billion more for Amtrak.
At an Amtrak maintenance facility not far from his Wilmington, Delaware home, the president touted the new federal investments for trains.
I've been talking about this for a long time, I know, but finally we're getting it done. More than $16 billion.
The money, which comes from the bipartisan infrastructure law, will go toward 25 passenger rail projects between Boston and Washington in the heavily trafficked Northeast Corridor. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Nearly five dozen people indicted on racketeering charges related to protests against the planned Atlanta area police and firefighter training facility have appeared in court as supporters rallied outside. Georgia's attorney general obtained a sweeping indictment back in August using the state's anti-racketeering law to target the sometimes violent protesters. More details at SRNnews.com.